Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here. Your subscriptions and donations most welcome, because private space is getting busy with resources and monetizing ideas. Blue Origin, which I've been hard on these many years of non-performance, is all of a sudden becoming innovative. I don't know what did this. Bob, Blue Origin has a tug. What's a tug?
All right. And they have been developing something called the Blue Ring Orbital Tug. An orbital tug is basically a engine, a system, a service module that can take a payload from one orbit to another. You get launched on a rocket. The rocket puts you in an orbit you don't really want. You want to be in a different place. You use the orbital tug to get to other places. You hire the tug to be attached to your satellite, and it gets launched and does the move. Orbital tugs can also be used to maneuver satellites from place to place. And this is where this story comes in. Blue Origin has gotten a customer. The customer is a situational awareness company called Optimum Technologies. They do cameras in space for the purposes of observing other satellites. And this is something both Russia and China have done. They send up what they call an inspector satellite that, like a tug, maneuvers to other satellites to spy on them, to observe them, to do reconnaissance. They've done this a lot. The U.S. has not done this that much. So Blue Origin has won a contract with Optimum Technologies to put its cameras on a Blue Ring orbital tug, and it will launch next year, and it will maneuver from point to point using that camera to take imagery and data. I suspect they will be inspecting foreign and domestic satellites as part of this test, John. Blue Origin is getting business, so this is a good deal for them.
I'm impressed. And is this influence of Bezos? Is this the new guy? Do we know?
No, this is the influence of the new CEO, David Limp, that Jeff Bezos hired 2 years ago. He is definitely bringing that company around. It's really gratifying to see. So
pretty soon they're going to have merchandise, you know, coffee cups and hats. Good for them. Okay, we go to more space engineering. This time, startups from the Middle East. That's a big part of the world. What Middle East?
All right. So this is two different startups, one from the United Arab Emirates and the other one from Dubai. They have signed a deal to work together to build what they call a mini shuttle, kind of like Dream Chase. They call it Oryx. What's interesting about them is that one of those startups, Leap 71, the one in Dubai, it has worked with British engineers to actually do tests of an aerospike engine. This is an idea that's been around for maybe a half century. It's technical. It has to do with using the nozzle design to take advantage of the air as your nozzle, so you get full maximum thrust for the entire flight going from the ground to space. They've done a successful test of this. They're going to work together to build this system. To put it mildly, their plans are aspirational to the max. And we'll see if they actually do it, John.
Is this them building it or hiring people to build it for it?
That's a good question. Leap 71, that Dubai company, did its aerospike tests in Britain. I think they used British engineers to help them.
Good for them.
Brought the money.
Yeah, it's okay. Investor class is welcome. Firefly, my favorite name for a space company. What are they up to?
All right. So they are actually now copying Rocket Lab. Rocket Lab realized 2 years ago that they could make money using the first stage of their Electron rocket to give the military hypersonic test capabilities. And they've made a lot of money on this. They've done six different launches of their HASTE version of that electric rocket doing suborbital flights. Well, Firefly is now going to provide the launch rocket for a hypersonic test vehicle being built by a company called Kratos. For the military, more hypersonic tests. So Firefly has realized there's a profit center here. Their Alpha rocket, rather than just go orbital, they can use it to do suborbital hypersonic tests. And they're going to make money doing that, John. And this is, once again, this shows there's a shift in the aerospace industry from commercial space to the military space industry because that's where some money is.
A new rocket for what, Bob? Mura 5.
All right, so this is the Spanish rocket startup PLD. They hope to launch their Mura 5 rocket next year. It's an orbital rocket. They're in the race to be the first European country to do this. They have released images of their first qualification unit. They're going to build two of these, and then they hope to launch next year, John. We'll see what the first European rocket startup is going to be. They could be it.
We have a minute. There's Mars on ISS. Bob, we've been invaded. What is that? What's going on?
Well, the Mars is actually no longer there, John, but it was Mars placed on the outside of ISS for 9 months as an experiment. And what the scientists found is that Mars survived the harsh radiation, vacuum, and temperature changes of space. When they brought it back, it was able to reproduce almost as not much as ground moss. This tells us that you can use moss to create a habitable soil on Mars. It would live there, and it would turn it into fertile soil with organics, John. Big deal for future colonization.
Very big deal, especially because this wasn't supposed to happen. It supports the idea of Pangaea, the idea of panspermia, the idea of life spreading around the universe, independent of mankind. Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black, subscriptions and donations for November. Thank you. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.